and the others at the end of each pool.
Bad activities are to be done away with through the meditation process. Oh my God. The one word I am so afraid of is meditation. At every point I am confronted with this word. Every man, woman who comes to see me talks about, I am meditating every day. I have not come out of this shock of what meditation could be. Meditation, the word used here, is not as known as meditation among all of you. The meditation you are talking about, you are talking about, or most of us are talking about, is a dream state. The meditation we are talking about is a dream state. Meditation, for the simple reason, cannot be done by mind and brain. May I repeat again? Meditation cannot be done with human mind and brain. So, if you are meditating with your mind and brain, you are in a dream state. Nothing more, nothing less. Understand? The word meditation that is used here will be explained to you. Not the meditation that is known throughout. Meditation. Begin. Then you leave your mind and brain behind. Totally. Totally, when you leave your mind and brain behind, meditation begins. It doesn't begin with your mind and brain. With your mind and brain it is dream state. It is dream state. In the universe, there are many objects that move at the tremendous speed of 18 to 20 miles per second. It is not a small speed. And they are known as stationary objects. You get my point? 18 to 20 miles per second, such speed with which objects are moving in the universe are known as stationary objects. When your mind at the speed a million times faster than the speed of light moves and comes back to you, you think you are stationary. You are as stationary as that object that moves at 20 miles per second. So your mind and brain has been wandering at a speed of 20 miles per second and has still remained a stationary object. That type of experience is called meditation. You get my point? Am I clear about meditation? That is not its meant here in this sutra. The activities are to be done away with through the meditation process. This sutra has said much in one line. How is one to reach the stage when meditation, dhyana, or even dharana is possible? It also means that till then one must suffer from afflictions of pain if proper methods are not followed. For to be pious is a virtue, but not sufficient. Supposing you are doing japa, that means you are pious. But that is not enough. Because you are pious with your tongue moving. You are not pious with your heart stationary. Your heart is not moving with your tongue. And therefore, the pious japa also that many are prone to does not serve any purpose. Because japa, like meditation, begins when you leave behind brain and mind behind. Understand? Like meditation, japa begins when you leave your mind and brain behind. So these are the obstacles to a pious life of japa and meditation. That does not mean that I discourage japa and meditation. For to be pious is a virtue, but not sufficient. To begin with, one must watch one's breath at all times to find out which corrective exercise one should practice. When corrective exercises do not help, one must practice the refining exercise. If even these do not help, one must practice the upgrading of awareness exercises. The first three exercises of the upgrading of awareness exercise. The first three will develop concentration. The fourth and the fifth will help develop what Sage calls one-pointedness, or the early stages of dharana and dhyana, and lead to the meditation process. The upgrading of awareness practices are in this meditation process. You understand me now? What is upgrading awareness? Upgrading awareness means simultaneously I am here with you. I may know exactly what a particular person is doing somewhere else on this earth if I want to know. And simultaneously many of the experiences that I care to develop goes on. If that is all possible simultaneously with my will to do, not like a wandering mind that will come in between in spite of me not wanting to. That is the main difference. Then it is called upgrading of awareness. The difference between a wild dog and you is not that the wild dog has no individual divine fragment, but the awareness of the wild dog is much lower compared to your awareness. And the awareness of the wisest man on earth is the awareness of a wild dog. The awareness of the wisest man on earth is the awareness of a wild dog. I mean, in comparison to the awareness that is needed on the path. Karma itself has its roots in these five hindrances and must come to fruition in this life or in some later life. Karma and dharma are the blank checks of Hindu sastras. Talk anything you like and it is your karma. Talk anything you like and it is dharma. You see, there is no other thing besides these two words, karma and dharma. Karma is the cause of future birth and death. To fulfill something created, whether good or bad. But the only true reason for taking birth is to prevent all future births and deaths. This one truth is not understood, nor is the other couple principle that the purpose of birth is to bring about inner evolution of a high order. The body-brain system with which we are born, along with all the imprinted potentialities, that means memory pools,
are not hereditary gifts or curses from our parents and those closely connected to our parents. If that were so, all the children born to one set of parents would be nearly the same. We are born with our body-brain system and with potentialities imprinted as per our own sanskars, the structure of acceptance of each individual. On this depends the structure of the individual body-brain system that can or cannot allow one to appreciate and bring about inner evolution. As Bengali Baba in his book states, the vehicle of action, having its roots in the afflictions, is to be experienced in the sin birth or in the unseen births. See, karma is not the punishment that we deserve. That is a wrong idea we have normally associated with karma. What can you do? That is his karma. No, it is not some penalty that is to be paid. Karma has nothing to do with punishment. Karma is the cause of future birth. Because you have done something, you have to be born again to fulfill it. So karma is a cause of birth. The purpose of birth is to totally dissolve karma, so that the link of birth and death, the everlasting link of birth and death, should come to a certain end. The purpose of our birth is not that we may have psychic powers or that we might be called a saint. Even that is not the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to put an end to the ever and the never-ending cycle of birth and death. For that you have to learn the process of death. For that you have to learn how to maintain your awareness in death. When you do that, in your next birth when you are born, you seem to know, to understand from childhood, as if you had learned all those things. That is how karma comes in. Karma not as punishment, but a process of learning and experiencing whereby we put an end to this long, long chain of births and deaths. So long as the roots, sanskars exist, their fruition will be birth, life and experiences resulting in pleasure or pain. It is the same thought carried further. How are you going to follow this chain of birth and death? How long? If you are here, what is your purpose of coming here? If your purpose of coming here is not to know your inner self, if your purpose is not to know what awareness is, if your purpose is not to experience that awareness, then coming here is meaningless. When you come here, you come with the seriousness of these factors. These are important factors. If in the morning when you get up, the first thought that comes to you is how best to progress, and now no other thought. While going to bed, the only thought that comes to you is how best I have made my efforts to progress. If doing your daily routine and obligations, if the thought keeps coming again and again, besides all that you do, what is the purpose? Do you know? Like that, if you are reminded time and again, then you are seriously on the path. But if you come here once in a month for an hour, or sometimes pick up a book and go through, sometimes discuss with somebody about birth and death, that is not or by any chance that is an indication that you are on the path. There must be a burning desire. There must be at the root inside you only one thought, purpose. Purpose. If that is all the time in your mind and heart, then you can be on the path. If this word purpose is forgotten during the day, everything is lost. You know very well, the human nature is very, very, what should I say? It's very mischievous. It deliberately gives you the wrong idea. We all know for certain so many things, yet we make no attempts not to do. We know that if you don't breathe for 2 minutes, you'll be dead. But not for 2 minutes you give thought to your breathing. Such is human nature. Knowing full well, we don't care to know. You may be, most of you or some of you, quite intent about the purpose. But every 5 minutes you forget that purpose. See? Remembering the purpose is the most important thing. How not to forget your purpose. See? If your entire life, you live as you like, but your entire life at the back of your mind is purpose, then there is hope for you, not that is very important. So, where are we here? So long as the roots, sanskaras exist, their fruition will be birth, life and experiences resulting in pleasure and pain. That is of course of a human life, provided we remember our purpose. The purpose is not to be great. The purpose is not to be pious. The purpose is not to recite the Gita. The purpose is not to do charity. The purpose is to stop this cycle of birth and death. That is the purpose. It's no use becoming pious. It's no use becoming charitable. If you are charitable, if you are pious, the first question God and nature will ask you, why have you been charitable? Why have you been pious? And if you try to answer that, it will be clear you have a motive in being pious, in being charitable. See? So do not go after all these unnecessary exercises. Some people pray very loudly. Not that God may hear, but the neighbors may hear. All such types of piety does not help. If you don't eat mutton, if you don't eat fish, you are not pious. If you forget your purpose, you are not pious. That is the definition of being pious, being holy, being charitable. Charity begins at home. Be charitable to yourself. If you are not charitable to yourself, you have not lived your life. You get my point? Because when you will be able to see with divine eyes one day, you will see that all this relationship of father, mother, husband, wife, son, daughter is all meaningless. So where is our duty? Yeah, to begin with. If you are honest here, if you do a duty here, you will have the strength to help others to do that duty. You get my point? Had not Nelson done his duty, the sailors of his ship would not have done their duty. His dying words were, "Thank God, I have done my duty." Whilst he told the sailors, "England expects every man to do his duty, but he first did his duty. Your duty is your own purpose. When you revive your purpose, you will be able to help others in doing their duty, so that they will also keep to their purpose. Day and night, do whatever you like. At the back of your mind must be purpose, purpose, purpose. If that is not there, you are not on the path." This imprinted potentialities or seeds or sanskars that each individual brings with himself or herself clearly signify early experience. It is not just the accumulated experience of the race or species that is good for lower life, but for a human being it is one's own previous experience, whether good or bad. All these are imprinted in full detail and finality in the master cell at the hour of concealment. The memory patterns thus created earlier make up our individual structure of acceptance, and with a spectrum of maximum and a minimum. We cannot escape this. We can live accordingly only. Conscious, ceaseless efforts are needed to break this chain. The purpose is to be free, not only from the cycles of birth and death, as dictated by the sanskar, but even the fear of death and birth itself. If one must die, let it be a conscious, willing death. Let us pass away peacefully to eternal freedom. That's the time, right? Thank you. So, as we'll proceed, at every step we'll come across some particular practice to be done. You might ask me, is there an end to all these practices? Is there any benefit out of all these practices? Yes, some of the practices are necessary. Some of the practices are your safeguards. When you will go along the path, fully willing to take step after step consciously, the vibrations of your inner structure, this physical body will find it difficult to hold. And therefore, there are certain practices that make your body immune and strong enough to stand those higher vibrations of the inner progress. All outward progress is noticeable. But any inner progress is not noticeable. And if you are going ahead on the path, step by step, your inner vibrations will be so strong, your nerves may not stand, your brain may not stand, your heart may not stand. And therefore, certain exercises are shown here to prepare your body and mind to withstand your own high voltage. You might today feel that even 50 volts would give you a shock, but when you will go along the path, you will build voltage of thousands of power, you see. And at that time, some people go insane. Some people are bedridden for life, become vegetables, because their bodies are not able to stand the immense voltage they create. So such practices are very necessary. Those practices are the refining exercises, the three-step rhythmic breathing, and the phase exercise. This will keep your body and brain in such a tune as to withstand the voltage you will develop one day. Even though I make fun of japa, it does create a certain voltage in your body, with your mind you can't help wondering, but with your mind intent upon a purpose, your japa can do a lot of good to you. A lot of voltage will increase in your body. And if you have no certain practices, you will find that you are at a losing end. That is why Patanjali points out as the first obstacle, bodily weakness. That is the first obstacle stated. The body fails, and then the mind fails. Mental inertia, you see. These two come in because your body and brain is not able to withstand the increasing voltage. Remember that. And that is why certain practices are necessary to insulate you against high voltage. All the exercises shown here and practices shown here are not necessary, though they do add something to you. But you cannot not do certain exercises that insulate you. Remember that. One day, when we sufficiently understand the ideas behind spirituality, what it means, we will learn how to carry on japa. You follow me? I am not saying, therefore, that till that time don't do your japas. I am not preventing you from doing it if you are doing it. You see? But a time will come in our discussion when I will tell you exactly how a japa is to be done, and then what is the advantage you get out of it. But for that, sufficient practice should be done and undergone for the mind control. That is also very necessary. Okay friends, we meet next month when?
25th.
On the 25th. On the 25th. And on the 27th. And before that, day after tomorrow. Some of you perhaps and not all of you, it's all right. Can't hold the flame. Can you see me at the center of your forehead? Try to see. The whole idea is there are two visions. One is physical, one is non-physical. You separate the two planes. It does not matter whether you see my face or you see the black plane, but there are two different planes. Can you see my face? You can see my face and you say, I hope so, I hope so. You'll get a black plane. To get that idea, repeat this for a few minutes. One birthday candle will last about 12 minutes. So do it for 2 days, that is about 5-6 minutes. 5 seconds.
seconds will look at the flame, candle flame, 5 seconds will close your eyes. So repeatedly you will get the idea of a blank flame. When you have got the idea of a blank flame, you can hold it. But today you have not got the idea of a blank flame. Flame means yellow and red and orange, you know, that sort of a flame comes to mind. So, light the candle, look at it for 5 seconds, close your eyes for 5 seconds. It's difficult to hold my face, I promise, it won't be possible. The whole trouble is, nobody is doing upgrading of clairvoyance exercise. If anyone of you were to do your upgrading of awareness exercise, this is simpler than the fourth exercise. This is simpler than the fifth exercise. This is simpler even than the third exercise. Upgrading of awareness. But it's a clear proof. Nobody is trying upgrading of awareness. Upgrading of awareness exercise is more important than your gaze exercise or your refining exercise. But what is the use if your awareness were not to expand? You can't hold it because your awareness is not upgraded. When your awareness is upgraded, it can be at 2 places, 3 places, 4 places simultaneously. But because it is not upgraded, you find it so difficult. What is that saying? You can take a horse to water, something like that, no? That's the saying. So,
Saline chalai. Abhi to saline chalai.
See, this is the trouble. You are not doing the main exercise, upgrading of awareness exercise. Even if you do the second exercise, you will do this easily.
Second, third, fourth, fifth.
Oh, if you can do those exercises,
first is all right.
It is out of this world, the first exercise. Second, third, fourth, fifth are very good exercises. First exercise is out of this world exercise. If you can do the first exercise correctly, you ask that common, very common question, who am I? And that prism will tell you exactly who you are, who you were, and who you shall be. That is the first upgrading exercise of the prism. That is the most beautiful exercise. But if you do the third, the fourth, and the fifth, you should be able to separate yourself on the 2 planes. Very easy. Try to do those exercises. They are very important. After all, what is achievement on this path? The only achievement on this path is upgrading of awareness. You can be here, you can be in New York, you can be on the North Pole, simultaneously. That is the whole idea of upgrading of awareness. And you have not paid one anna importance to those exercises. I can't do it for you. I did them 100 lives ago. But if I have not done that, I would not be telling you to do that today. They are very important. Phase is good, the timing is good, three step is good. But to make you a human being. The privilege of a human being is to be aware, to be in communication. If you don't do that, then try to put your mind. I'll talk to them now. They may not have heard me. What is your gain and what is your loss? You don't want to work and calculate. I love to meet you every month here, but I would love that you do something at home more seriously. And as I was telling those friends, prison is a purely, strictly private exercise. It's your life. Your life today, your life in the past, your life in the future. It is for you to see. But if you go to the prison, as you go to a mandir, then only. If you go to a prison and think it is a piece of glass, nothing will happen. Don't worry about its disappearance. No, don't worry about its disappearance. The whole idea is when you just look into the prism, you are looking at yourself. So when you look at yourself, there will be no prism. You get my point? The idea is not that the prism should go. No. The idea is to you see yourself. Who am I? Who was I? That is the beauty of prison. But you have to approach it with reverence. It's not a physical exercise you are doing. When you do the upgrading of awareness exercise, that's not a physical exercise. Only God can make you see your past and your future. Only prison can make you see your past and future. So approach it with reverence. It is going to give you something worthwhile. When you exactly look into the prism, just look, you will be looking into yourself, your own self. And naturally, when you will be looking into your own self, you will go backwards from your present life, present moment. And as you start going backwards, you'll forget the prison. You will not get this exercise anywhere printed or orally spoken anywhere in the world. This exercise is given by Master to Pupil. Here I am giving it to my friends and they don't want to take it. Pardon?
When you look at the prism, you get all thoughts in background.
Whether you look at the prism or you don't look at the prism, you get all kinds of thoughts, nothing else you get. From morning till night, you'll get thoughts and thoughts and thoughts. I'm not worried about those thoughts. God has made brain to think. And the thoughts must roll and roll and roll, otherwise life will not move. If the thought stops, it's a picture. Then there's no life, then there's no movement. So there will be rolling of thoughts. That is natural. Leave your brain to keep on thinking. You are not the brain. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about your sari and your hair and your face. I'm talking about you. And the prism is about you. Don't worry about thoughts. Don't worry about the prism disappearing. Just look into the prism. Understand?